This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I want to point out something that as a child always bothered me. When you read about Avram, as well as Yitzchak, as well as Yaakov, you don't get a picture from them that they were Talmidei Chachamim. You don't see that they were big Rabbanim. We don't see that they were big Yireim Ushleimim. Shah. Amdu v'dibru sichot musar v'arbatza Torah. We don't see that. We learn their lives and the difficulties they had in their lives. Chazal tell us that Avraham Avinu was a zakin v'yayshin b'yeshiva. Yitzchak, Yaakov, they sat in yeshiva. Sat and learned all day. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chav Ches Amid Bey, says, Avram, Zokim Yoshev Yeshiva. The Rambam quotes it by Yaakov also, by Yitzchak. The Avai Sakdoishim sat all day in Yeshiva. Yet in the Torah, there's no mention of it. That Avram sat in Yeshiva, nothing. That Yitzchak sat in Yeshiva, nothing. Yaakov, people know, because Shem Ve'ever, 14 years, Vayetze Yaakov, and even that, not out clear in the Torah, specifically mentioned in the Torah, it's hidden, right? It's Chazal, you have to look at the Gemaras, you have to look at the Gemarot, to learn and to realize that Avram, and Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Amdu by yeshiva basmada. What do we have in the Torah? Clear? Daily life and the difficulties and the tests. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us that Avraham Avinu's Mesechet Avodah Zarah had 400 prakim. 400 prakim. We have a few prakim, Masechet Avodah. That's how much Gemara Avraham Avinu had on the topic of Avodah Zarah. We have a few prakim. And we walk around, Shas, Shas. Avraham Avinu sat and mechadesh and taught and learned so much Gemara. No mention of it. Why? It's, as a child, I always wondered when I try to picture what the Avot looked like. You know, whenever they make a picture for children about Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, what picture do they present? Avram Avinu going and standing and camels and right. Yaakov sheep with a lava. You ever see a picture of Avraham Avinu sitting by a Gemara? Why are you laughing?
They don't have it.
But it should have it! According to the Gemarot, Avraham and Yitzhak and Yaakov was kinim yoshvim b'yeshiva! Yeshvu v'lamdu kol hayom. Why in the Torah? No mention. And the little bit that we do know is in the Chazal. And even the Chazalim, there's no remez in the Torah for it. It's not even a remez. Is a remez anywhere that Avraham Avinu sat and learned? Where is it? There's no remez at all. It's not even merumaz b'Torah. It's not even in a hint, a mention that Avraham Avinu sat and learned all day Torah. Yes, he did chesed all day, and he dealt with people all day. But then he sat and he learned. Yes, vayashkem Avram b'boker. Avram David. We learned that Avram David. Vayashkem Avram Baboker. Why don't you come and tell me, Avram Avinu, how he davened, and all Hilchot Tefillah, that he was Mechadesh. Start, Torah should come and say, look, Avram Avinu got up for Shacharit at 6 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, 6 o'clock in the morning, not 9 o'clock in the morning. 6 o'clock in the morning, yeah. Vayashkem? Don't say it. Next, say Avram Avinu itpalel next. Don't say it. Vayashkem Avram baboker. Avram wakes up in the morning, and we deduce from this tefillah. He prayed. He was mechadesh shacharit. But what is clear, and what the Torah does show us clearly, his life and the tests hanisyonot shuavar. Lama. Muchach, it is clear from here that the lesson, bi'ikar of the avot, is the nisyonot ha'chaim that they went through, and the lessons that we have to take from it. It's important, of course, to learn, and maybe it's a davar pashut that Avram learned. It's pashut, you know. There's a Hasidic word, they call it avot. Hasidic word. How do we know that Yaakov wore a yarmulke? How do we know he wore a kippah? So they say, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Harana. Hayim haya yotze b'li kippah? Vatayu lavash kippah. Of course he wore a yarmulke. Would he walk out in the street without a yarmulke? Certain things are simple. That's not a real pshat, by the way. And that the Avot wore yarmulke, I don't even know. It's a good question if the Avot wore yarmulke. And when did yarmulke start? We could talk about that in the Halacha Shiurim. Whatever it is, that they sat and they learned, that's not the Chiddush. What else are you going to do? What else were they going to do? Of course they sat and learned all day. Of course they davened to Hashem all day. What the chidush is, what they're teaching, what's something that's out of the norm, that we have to learn and emulate, is their life and how they dealt with chayim v'nisyonot kashim shel chayim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.